Welcome to another episode of Fit to Teach, where every Monday we provide evidence-based health and wellness information to support teachers and school employees on their wellness journey. My name is Kyle Poffenbach. I'm an associate professor of health and human performance at Eastern Oregon University and the director of the EOU Lab for Exercise Assessment and Performance, which we call the LEAP. I'm joined by LEAP intern Nathan Marshall. What's up, Nathan?
What's up, Kyle?
He's a senior at EOU. For Fit to Teach, each week we provide a summary of a research paper that provides insights into some aspect of health and wellness, and we also suggest an achievable action item that teachers and staff can focus on for the week. The goal is that by trying these activities throughout each week, that healthy habits will accumulate and you can find out what health and wellness activities are a good fit for you. So let's get into it. All right. So this week, we have a paper that's titled The Multifaceted Benefits of Walking for Healthy Aging, From Blue Zones to Molecular Mechanisms. This is what's called a review article, where experts, in this case, these folks are based at the University of Oklahoma Health Science Center. And basically what you do for a review is you accumulate individual studies, like a massive amount of individual studies, and you try and put them together in a coherent way to come up with some sort of general overview about the benefits and impact of something based on a whole bunch of different studies and why behavior like walking in this case has those impacts. Molecular mechanisms just means what are the things that are happening in the body that make walking good for us. And that's really what this paper is about. And it's super interesting. It's a 2023 paper. And one of the things that they do is they tie it in with what they call blue zones. So blue zones are these unique regions in the world where there is a particularly high concentration of the population that is 100 years old or older. And so we use these spots, these sort of naturally occurring blue zones. Okinawa is one. I think there's an island in Greece that's one. There's a place in Costa Rica that's a blue zone. And researchers use those blue zones to try and gain insights into what is it, the genetics, is it the environment, is it the diet, is it the lifestyle about these places that give people like this extended age. And of course, you could do every single thing that a person does in a blue zone and not live to be 100. That's just a reality of the aging process. But what we're trying to do is just gain some insights and understanding into what are things that are within people's control that they could take on to give them higher functionality throughout their life, allow them to do more things for longer throughout their lifespan. But yeah. So you had some questions about blue zone. You read the article. What do you think? Jump in.
I want to start out with a question, actually. So based off the article, what are some of the benefits, physiological benefits, that walking actually induces?
Yeah, so I think you're trying to set me up here, but give me an easy question here. So I think part of this, I think it's better but before we came on air, you were talking about the conversation or the experience you had when you go for the walk with your mother.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, yeah, explain that one and tell me what that's, because that's really what I want this article. That's the key that I want people to get out of this article, is that walking is not nothing. Walking is really good for you.
Okay. Yeah. So essentially what I was saying is, back at home, my mom is a huge walker. That is her typical form of exercise. She does it every day. Minimum, usually about an hour a day. We have a route we go on. It's pretty routine. But when I do with her, I always feel that I have to do something else in addition to it, whether that be resistance training. Usually I go home during the off season, so usually it's in the form of a run.
So Nathan plays soccer for EOU. So he's pretty active, young.
Yeah. So I don't necessarily, after I go on a long walk, I don't feel like, oh, wow, like I worked out. I feel like I have to do something in addition to that.
Yeah. And this is such a great point, because I think a lot of people have this feeling of that walking is not enough, or walking is this activity that people do as like this, I don't know, when they don't want to train hard, they go for a walk or something like this. And it really, this article does a really good job of showing this is like not the case at all. And it actually goes into a lot of the real physiologic benefits that this has. Like it impacts nutrient sense impact ways. It impacts aspects of health and wellness that we are aging that we don't have time to go into, increasing sirtuins, a decrease in cellular senescence. And there are, the way the article says, is there are these anti-aging health benefits of regular physical activity, and walking is one of these things. To bring this back to the Fit to Teach assessment program, the health exploration program that we've been encouraging teachers to come and take advantage of in the lab, one of the things that I think is really like enlightening about that experience is that for folks, when we hook them up to the oxygen consumption mask, so we're monitoring how much oxygen they're taking in, and they sit for about 5 minutes and we get a baseline level of oxygen uptake. When they hop on the treadmill and start walking at 3.5 miles an hour, it's like a brisk walk, but not anything overly, you could still hold a conversation and walk at that pace. Oxygen consumption goes up by about 3 to 4 times. So you get a 3 to 4 fold increase in oxygen consumption, which shows you how much more like metabolism it takes to fuel walking than just sitting. Mm-hmm. And the big take home here is that walking is not nothing. And when we look at societies that where walking is a really important part of their daily activity, we see a lot of health benefits, including some of these anti-aging benefits that the article talks about. Now, is walking the only thing that those blue zones have in common? Of course not. They're actually very different from each other. They all have unique diets. They have unique sort of day-to-day life rhythms. They have different cultures. They have different. So you can't attribute all of this to walking, but walking is one of the things that's common across these areas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I also want to add too, I was thinking about it. There's been a norm, I feel like recently, of getting 10,000 steps a day. You hear that all the time with a Fitbit and stuff like that. And people just often think of it as that part of a routine, or they have to do it every day. That's not true. And then some days you can get a lot more steps than others. And then also thinking of those steps as, that's super positive. And those 10,000 steps a day is really beneficial for your health. It's not just a thing to check off the list. It's really benefiting you.
Yeah, totally. And this is, we're actually going to talk about this in one of our Classroom to Calm episodes about, there is some evidence that you can save up all your minutes and do it all on the weekend if that's what fits your lifestyle, or you can chip away at it throughout each day throughout the week, or you can even chip at it throughout the day on each day. Mm-hmm. A 10-minute walk here, a 5-minute walking break there. When you apply that intentionality and you make sure you get these health benefits beyond, they're not really health benefits that you can see though, if that makes sense. And so that 8 to 10,000 steps or 8 to 12,000 steps is a good recommendation, but you can accumulate those all throughout the day in different ways. What the evidence suggests is that the benefits of those things aren't always things that you see. And the most kind of classic one is weight loss. You still are getting quite a bit of health benefits even when you engage in these things. And that's super, super important. And last week we talked about how different levels of walking impact people differently, and that we need to really acknowledge and embrace our individuality and our individual response to different types of exercises. This week, the focus is really that walking is not nothing. This is really can be a really great, achievable way to start your exercise journey and start an exercise program. And there's a lot of different ways that you can get that walking in. And it has a lot of benefits that you don't always see, but they are actually happening. And they start right from the first time that you engage in that activity as well. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to wait for it to accumulate or anything like that. We're really encouraging you this week to get out and get in some walks, find some time to fit in some walks, track how many minutes each day and when you can sneak away during breaks throughout the day. Do you have energy in the morning? Do you have energy after work? Or is this something where you're going to chip away at it a little bit during the week and then go for a much longer walk once or twice on the weekend and make those things up? So we'll talk about these topics a little bit more. But yeah, if you're interested in figuring out some of the commonalities to and some of the overlap between these blue zones and walking and all the benefits that you get, check out the article. Otherwise, just work on getting in your steps and getting some walking in this week.
Yep. That's all I got.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good. We'll see you on Friday for Classroom to Calm, and we'll see you next week for another episode of Fit to Teach.